Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
A Dominica radio station linked to a St. Lucia counterpart accused of irregularities and the conflict of interest. And more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. In St. Lucia, the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, NTRC, has advised the relevant Minister Stevenson King to issue a stop notice that directly affects the operations of the Operation United Workers Party's chief radio broadcaster, Sky FM. A look into Sky FM by the NTRP has uncovered a maze of irregularities and a conflict of interest, according to NBC Prime News, which also points to Dominica's Kyrie FM having an interest in the media entity being referenced in the report. Kyrie FM is also mentioned by another media house, St. Lucia News Online, which says that a local radio station owned by Dominican interests but very much alive in St. Lucia during the past two general elections is now officially off the air. The Kyrie FM involvement is explained in this report by NBC Prime News.
Radio spectrums 107.9 and 93.1 have been the launching pad and the preferred mass communications medium for UWP rhetoric and propaganda. LA Broadcasting Company, owned by Lionel Ellis, acquired the spectrums in 2015. A Dominican company, Nature Island Communications Corporation, or Kyrie FM, entered into an agreement with Ellis that same year and took over the 107.9 and 93.1 spectrums. But in 2018, the Dominican-owned Kyrie FM moved out of the St. Lucian radio market, and Lionel Ellis's LA Broadcasting Company attempted to retrieve 107.9 and 93.1. Dominic Fede served as broadcast minister in the previous Shastny administration. And at the same time, Lionel Ellis, a longtime UWP stalwart, was appointed chair of the NTRC. Fede, according to the NTRC, supported Kyrie FM's request to transfer 107.9 and 93.1 back to Ellis's LA Broadcasting Company. However, NBC Prime can confirm there are no records of an application for the transfer request, which placed LA Broadcasting Company, whose director is the chair of the NTRC, in breach of St. Lucia's Telecommunications Act. Now, in 2019, another attempt was made to acquire 107.9 and 93.1, this time by Torch Promotions, Inc., a shell company co-owned by Nicholas and Leon Theodore John. They wrote to then-Telecommunications Minister Guy Joseph requesting the spectrums. Now, the ex-telecoms minister was given advice from the NTRC on the procedure to approve the transaction. But, according to an NTRC insider, there are no records that can verify whether Minister Joseph responded to the requests from Nicholas and Leon Theodore John's shell companies. A year later, in 2020, Lionel Ellis revived his interest in 107.9 and 93.1. And while chairman of the NTRC and simultaneously owner of LA Broadcasting Company, notified his board that a new player, Sky Broadcasting Inc., made an application for the same radio frequencies. Sky Broadcasting Inc., or Sky FM, was incorporated in 2019 and has been broadcasting their various radio programs and content over the last 2 years, seemingly without the legally required authorizations from the NTRC. A review of Sky FM's application triggered the NTRC's investigation, which also revealed the license for the 107.9 and 93.1 spectrums legally owned by Kyrie FM expired in 2020. According to an October 13th notice signed by Stevenson King, incumbent telecommunications minister, Kyrie FM has been ordered to immediately refrain from broadcasting in St. Lucia or face a $1 million fine and even jail time for failing to comply. Minister King's directive, however, has not deterred the UWP, who on November 25th encouraged its supporters to tune in to Sky FM. Now, when we tuned in to the terminated 93.1 FM frequency, also on November 25th, the station... was still blaring its regular programming. Bye-bye. Rihanna Izzo, NBC Prime.
Bye-bye, my love.
France has indicated its willingness to discuss autonomy for the French Caribbean territory of Guadeloupe if it is in the interests of the people who live there. Government Minister Sébastien Lecornu made that statement following days of sometimes violent protests in the two overseas territories. Guadeloupe and the nearby French island of Martinique have seen several days of protests against COVID-19 measures that have spilled over into violence. Lecornu, the minister for France's overseas territories, said in a YouTube video issued late on Friday that certain elected officials in Guadeloupe had raised the question of autonomy, changing its status as an overseas region. The government is ready to talk about this. There are no bad debates, as long as those debates serve to resolve the real everyday problems of the people of Guadeloupe, he said, while also condemning the violence. Lecornu said the debate on giving more autonomy to deal notably with health was just one of a series of initiatives the government in Paris would be taking in Guadeloupe. Other measures include improving healthcare, infrastructure projects, and a scheme to create jobs for some 1,000 young people. France postponed implementing a COVID-19 vaccination mandate for health workers in Martinique and Guadeloupe after the measure spurred widespread protests on the French territories in which police officers were injured and journalists attacked. The two Caribbean islands were hit by unrest over the last week after the French government imposed tougher measures to curb the spread of the virus. Trinidad and Tobago and Grenada have imposed travel restrictions on travelers from 8 countries over concerns of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant. The countries include Botswana, Lesotho, Mozambique, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. The U.S. State Department and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have already advised against travel to these countries. Here is more on the new variant in this Reuters news report.
Omicron, dubbed a variant of concern by the World Health Organization, is potentially more contagious than previous variants of the disease. It could take weeks for scientists to fully understand the variant's mutations and whether existing vaccines and treatments are effective against it. On Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris urged Americans to get their shots. So far, the Omicron variant has not been detected in the United States, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, said on NBC's Weekend Today show, quote, "I would not be surprised if it is." The variant was first discovered in South Africa and has also since been detected in Germany, Italy, Belgium, Botswana, Israel, and Hong Kong. Britain detected 2 cases of the new variant on Saturday. In response, Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out measures that included stricter testing rules for people arriving in the country.
We're not going to stop people traveling, but we will require anyone who enters the UK to take a PCR test by the end of the second day after their arrival and to self-isolate until they have a negative result.
In Jamaica, several government senators lashed out at the opposition for blocking an extension of the states of emergency now in effect in 7 police divisions across the country. Here's CVM News.
The vote to extend the special security measure ended 13 in favor, 3 against, and 5 absent. A less than impressive ordeal for the government senators who batted for hours with their opposition counterparts in hopes of securing 1 vote to push through the extension.
If you're going to play politics, I suggest you at least play it well. But this president, these colleagues, these citizens of Jamaica is politics over safety. It is politics over security. It is politics over the lives of Jamaicans.
Before I move the motion for adjournment, I would just say that it's a sad day for the people of Jamaica, and in particular, it is a sad day for the people who live in the communities covered by the 7 divisions of the state of public emergency.
Stronger reason yet came from the Senate President himself, Tom Tavares Finson, QC.
This country needs to revisit this provision. It flies in the face of everything that is sensible. And for those of you who don't know why this provision is here and why it is Senator Brown and Senator Bunting continue to call the name of the Right Honorable Edward Seaga, that provision was put here because of the illegal, corrupt 1976 state of emergency.
He went further.
I, Tom Tavares Finson, the President of the Senate, I'm calling on the head of the churches, I'm calling on civic organizations, I'm calling on the business community, the PSOJ, I'm calling on every sensible Jamaican to look at what has happened to here today and listen to me as I finally say. 2 members of parliament, not the entire opposition caucus, 2 and 3 unelected members of this Senate have put this country in grave danger.
Nika Lewis, CVM Live.
In Guyana, a man assaults his accuser in court. Guyana News Source has this report.
Some drama unfolded at a Wales Magistrates Court this midday when a Colombian national who was facing an assault charge jumped over the prisoner's deck and attacked his accuser, choking her until being pulled away by a policeman. He was in handcuffs at the time. The entire incident occurred in front of the magistrate who was about to hear the original assault matter that the man was facing. The accuser who was attacked in court by the man is a Venezuelan woman. A police report of the incident stated that after the accused Alberto Jose was restrained by the constable, he was taken away to the court's lockups. He's now expected to face an additional assault charge and remains in custody.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, November 29. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.